Welcome to the Digital Workplace Podcast. Here to help you work smarter and get more done. He has cycled from London to Paris for charity. Not once, but twice. Here is your host, our resident digital workplace expert, Grant Crawley.
The term digital transformation has been grossly overused over the last few years. It's much simpler than some would have you believe, and so I've simplified its name to Becoming Digital. In this episode, I'm going to talk about what it means to become digital, where you start, and some of the decisions you'll be taking along the way.
Canva Pro is a one-stop shop for all your social media and web visuals. It's easy to use and produces fabulous content quickly and easily. The brand kit feature in Canva Pro truly accelerates your graphics workflow. Getting professional-looking social posts and presentations in front of customers was never easier. To try it today, click on our affiliate link in the show notes.
Some new tools from Microsoft. Teams meeting transcription has been around a little while now for scheduled meetings, but it's now coming to one-to-one calls. There will be a transcription option on the control bar. In other areas, Microsoft Loop can be found in team chats right now, but you're going to have to wait a while for it to be rolled out elsewhere. Loop is a new collaboration enablement technology from Microsoft, which gives you cross-platform and cross-application real-time collaboration components. Those components include task lists, bulleted lists, checklists, numbered lists, so lots of lists, paragraphs, and tables. It's coming to Outlook, OneNote, and its own Loop Workspaces app soon, probably in the first half of 2022. After the initial rollout, I would expect to see Loop technology start to be embedded in other Office apps too. It's really cool. It allows you and your colleagues to live update those components in any app. So if it's in Teams for one person and Outlook in another, they'll still see those changes. One feature that's been around for a few months now, and I wish my colleague would use it much more, is PowerPoint Live in MS Teams. PowerPoint Live enables you to share just your slide deck. It uploads them into the meeting space and displays them in the meeting, like screen sharing. It uses significantly less bandwidth, so it's great if you're mobile and you have useful tools like a laser pointer, highlighter, and you even now have standout presenter mode, so you appear in front of the slides. It's so much more professional looking than sharing your screen with pop-ups and other screen artifacts interfering. The only downside is you can't co-author or have live updates of any changes you make. Switching between presenters is seamless and super slick though, so just pass control and the slide deck stays exactly where it is. My feature on Becoming Digital will be up next after this.
This episode of the Digital Workplace Podcast is sponsored by Vertco Consulting. Their proven digital accelerators help to contain costs and limit disruption, reducing risk and ensuring return on investment is optimized. Visit vertco.com today.
The modern digital workplace is a truly great place to work, but how do you get there? Unless you've started your business in the last few years, the chances are you have a server room somewhere with a rack, or more, of expensive bare metal servers. They need backing up regularly and are a constant source of pain for your IT management team. You may even have a dedicated leased line internet connection and IP address pool for publicly accessible internet servers and extranet customer-facing systems. That means you'll have a stack of expensive firewalls, load balances, proxy servers and the like, all sucking money out of your budget and putting the whole business at risk if you have a ransomware attack. If your IT team has kept your desktop estate relatively current, with Windows and MS Office, you may well already have access to one of the most powerful digital workplace suites on the market, Microsoft 365. If they haven't, then you should for certain switch over to either M365 or Google Workspace as soon as possible. Sure, that means, you know, a huge organisational change, some costs for licensing, maybe, possibly some desktop equipment upgrades, but not necessarily. But the benefits are you get rid of most of, if not all, of your servers. No firewalls, proxies, load balancers, etc. No nightly backup and tape management, no server room. Reduced cyber risk, you know, you're not at risk of ransomware in the same way. Better ways of working. You can co-author documents, you know, work together much more seamlessly, remotely, from anywhere, on any device. More agile business tooling, again, any device. And you even now have things like process automation. It's a bit like Excel macros, only on steroids. So, although there may be a small cost to switch over, the savings are huge and long-term. We'll do a deep dive into your hardware choices in episode 4. In my business, we got rid of all our bare metal servers back in 2005 and moved everything to the cloud. Now it costs less per year for the whole estate than it did per month for just the connectivity, and now it's 250 times faster. Using cloud storage instead of traditional file shares is an even greater step change. You have access to your files in the office, out and about on your mobile, whether you're online or not. So start by getting your users onto a modern tool suite. They won't really notice much change, and then copy all your data from your servers into the cloud storage you'll receive as part of your licensing deal for whichever toolset you choose. I would choose Microsoft 365, but you can pick Google Workspace, and there are a few others. Then switch them over and turn off your server room. Sure, there's a bit more to it than that, but essentially that's what you'll be doing. For micro entities, that change is quite painless. For SMEs, it's a bit more involved, because inevitably they will have a more complicated setup. But the savings are huge. So essentially what you're going to need to do is move your users, move your data, redesign your network infrastructure so that you just have internet and simple NAT firewalls. Shut down your server room, upskill your users, which you probably want to do as part of the move your users part, and then reap the benefits and savings. The decisions are, do you go all in with cloud or take a more hybrid approach? All in with cloud is a good choice, but it does have downsides. Which supplier do you choose? What if they have an issue or an outage? And how about security and data protection? So, which supplier? For my money, I'd go with Microsoft. In fact, I have gone with Microsoft. Their offering is great value for money, and your users will be familiar with the Microsoft apps and tools. Google Workspace is another option, but their apps are a bit less business friendly, and nobody will thank you for Gmail. It just doesn't feel as well integrated as the Microsoft offering. So what if they do have an issue or an outage? Well, it's always possible, even for the big players, to have an outage or an issue that stops you working. But they're typically resolved very quickly because of the impact they have with very large numbers of users. So security and data protection. Well, cloud-based storage is some of the most secure and resilient information storage systems you'll find anywhere today. On all of the major players, your data is encrypted at rest and between you and the data center hosting your data. It's almost completely ransomware proof, and you can step back multiple versions if you do accidentally mess something up. In SharePoint, that gives you 500 versions of mess up. If you're still worried about your data being stored outside of your control, you can mitigate that with a decent NAS device and back up your cloud data to your own office. Some things still work better locally. So if you're doing highly data-intensive processing like 4K video, 3D animation or CAD, although I recommend Fusion 360 for a cloud-based professional CAD package, you may still need a local server. However, you can always back it up to the cloud, and there are ways to do that in an immutable way, which will protect you from ransomware should the worst happen.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Digital Workplace podcast on iTunes and leave a rating and review. If you want to ask a question, head over to digitalworkplacepodcast.com and leave a 90-second audio message using the SpeakPipe. See you on our next episode.